experienced God, and you've noticed that we're changing things here, but this is what we're looking like. You know, I've heard a few people say, man, we change a lot at Heart Cry. Well, we do, but we're getting to where we know who we are and what we look like. And as we experience God's Word through our small groups, which you can sign up for in the back after service, our small groups is where we rub shoulder to shoulder with other people and we experience God. I get to bounce things off you, you get to bounce things off me. We get to share God in a way that's an experiential way. Now, always be careful. God is not just a big experience, but being and experiencing God is a part of being a Christian. A lot of people will just say, I've experienced God and God showed me this, and then they go and jump off the end of a cliff or something or drink the juice. You know what I mean? You got to know, first of all, you have to explore God. You can't just experience God. But once you explore God, experience God, today we're going to unpack and define how to express God. How do you express God in your life? How do you show others and show God this expression? Now, even what we wear is an expression of who we are. And as we express God, how do we do that as God's believers? So today, let's look at Colossians 1, 9 through 12. Stand with me out of the reverence of reading God's Word as I read this today. If you don't have your Bible, I'll give you one. We have Bibles here. See me or anybody, you can get one. But I want you to read this with me, and then we'll go over it. Starting in verse 9, Colossians chapter 1. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk or to express in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Father, we pray that you'll bless us with the reading of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated real quick. I want to put it up on the board real quick to make sure you get this. And I want to show you how we need to explore, experience, and then express. So in verse 9, if you look on your bulletin, if you fill in the blanks, it says, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. That is exploring. When we explore God, somebody needs to turn the air on too, please, by the way. I'm going to get real hot up here because I'm going to get going here real fast. So please get the air on. All right. We explore God. How? We look for His knowledge. Not our knowledge. Not like schoolroom knowledge. Not where I just get up here and give you knowledge of what the Bible says. But we explore that, and we hear the knowledge of God, and then we ask that God would fill it to His will. Now that I know what the Word says, what is God's will in that Word? That's exploring God. So as we go on, it says, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, that is going to be to experience God. When we experience God, we actually go through the motions with God. And I hate to say it that way, it kind of belittles it. But in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, spiritual wisdom and understanding, let that sink in. Spiritual understanding. Do you understand what's going on in the world spiritually? Are you wise spiritually, or are you just kind of know what's going on Fox or CNN? You know what I mean? Spiritually. So we need to experience God. And then we go on. Switch the slides there for me. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work. This is expressing God. How do we express God? We were dropping our kids off at college this past week, and they had a big session at the end where all the kids and parents come together, and they do a video, and it's real spiritual. They talk about God. Well, the guy behind me, I kind of focused in on him because he turned to his daughter, and he said, now, honey, whatever he called her. I can't remember what he called her. Now, sweetie or honey or whatever. He said, you're going to have to express yourself differently now. You're in a college. So then I kind of went with my ear, you know, really trying to hear. He said, now you express yourself like you have in the past, you know, like Facebook. Now I'm really listening, you know. And he says, you're going to have to take off, you know, all that drinking and all that partying and all that stuff that you've done. Because at this Christian college, you express yourself differently. He's being real polite like that. And I'm thinking, dude, you know, you should have been telling her that when she was 3, not 19 or 20. But we really, and Lisa heard it too, we kind of listened, and she has to completely change how she expresses herself now. Well, as believers in Christ, I believe that once we have explored God's Word and we've experienced it, we do express ourselves in a godly way. We do say to the people, hey, we love God, and what can God do? You know, how can we pray for you? That's why I asked you to pray with someone before. So we express that, and increasing in the knowledge of God, there we go back to that cycle again, and this would be exploring. When we increase in the knowledge of God, we get back into the Word. In our small groups, you'll be breaking up into small groups during the week, and you'll go over and you'll say, hey, Neil, you know, I need to know something about God. Maybe this has happened in my life. What does the Bible say? And you guys can explore that as the bombs go off, all right? Well, I'm going to use that next week in my prophecy part. Remind me of that. We explore that, and we find it, and then we make it experienced in our life. See how the cycle goes? And so increasing in the knowledge of God, exploration, keep going. May you be strengthened with all power. He's talking about you, okay? According to all his glorious might, for endurance and patience with joy. What is that? That is experience. Now that I've seen God work, what do I love to say? The world that is watching to see me and you show God's love and power exemplified through Christ, your church. Me and you. We are what the world sees. When they see us, we want to show them a demonstration of what God is. And that comes through how we experience God and how we express God. Okay? Keep going. We're almost there. Stay with me. Giving thanks to the Father, express, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. So as I looked at that, here's a couple statements that I want to make sure that you understand where I'm at. Number one, I want you to remember in this series that I have said this. If you're not growing spiritually, you're dying spiritually. If a tree quits growing and there's no more rings on the circle of the tree, it dies. If you are not growing spiritually, if you are not following Him and growing spiritually, you're dying spiritually. There's some of us in this room today that when we got saved, we're closer to experiencing God than we are now because we've quit growing spiritually and we're dying. My plea and my beg for you is to not die spiritually, but to grow. And what I believe God has told me, and I know some of you right there when I said that go, does God really talk to him? Well, I know I'm not smart enough to come up with all this. God must tell me something. God has shown us that we need to go to the small group and get together in 10s and 12s and 15s people and share and experience God in a greater way instead of just me giving you biblical knowledge every Sunday. And so today I want to talk about expression. And to do that, I thought, we need to talk about somebody we know. So I thought about in the Bible, who really went through and explored God and then experienced God and then really expressed God in an amazing way? And of course, there's thousands in the Bible. But I went clear back to Abraham. I love the Old Testament. I got my better grades in seminary in the Old Testament. New Testament, I struggled. Hebrew's easier than Greek, in my opinion. But I went to Abraham, the father of faith. Don't we need faith right now? If the world that is watching you and me today is waiting to see God's love and power demonstrated through the true church, what's it going to take? I thought about that real hard. It's going to take faith. It's going to take faith. And so Abraham is the father of faith. Faith. So let's dissect Abraham just real quick. I'm going to give you five things. If some of you want to take notes on your iPads or on your phones or even the old-fashioned pen and paper, be welcome to do this. You're supposed to laugh. That was funny. All right. I'm the only guy in seminary that burned up lead number two pencils, and Jed and all these other guys are over there going, talking to all their friends, and I thought they were taking notes. Where's he at? He's probably over there singing. All right. Stacy, you're guilty of that too if you're in here. Where are you at? He's probably over there too. Man, the zone. It's over at the zone today. Quickly turn to Genesis 11. Go to the front of your Bible. Stay with me. We're going to be done in a few minutes. It's a quick sermon. Five quick points. They're not going to be drawn out. But I want you to read with me in Genesis 11. And let's get a practical picture of why small groups. Practical picture of how we go from exploring God's Word to experiencing God in an unbelievable way in our own life. I even heard a story this morning where someone came up and said, hey, they experienced a healing when they were young. That's experiencing God. And then how do we express that? And so let's look at Abraham real quick. Very interesting story, and I think you'll agree with me once we look at this. And then I'll give you the five dynamics that I found. Starting in in Genesis 11, Nick, what did I give you up there? That's wrong. No, that's right, 27. You're right. I want to give you Abraham's father, which is Terah. Look at this. Terah's descendants. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, Haran, and Haran fathered Lot. Now, Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of the kindred of Ur, of the Chaldeans. And Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Makkah. And I just wanted to give you all that to tell you who Terah was. I want you to look at Terah, Abraham's daddy. You probably haven't heard a lot of sermons about his daddy. 31. Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, which was his nephew, or his grandson, I'm sorry, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and his son, Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. I want you to underline that in your Bible. They settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Abraham's father picked up the family. They moved to Canaan, and they settled. They settled. As I read that, I thought, Abram, how did you become Abram? How did you become so great? So I studied Terah. Terah actually made idols to worship other gods. I didn't know that until I studied him. He made idols so that people could worship not Yahweh, but other gods. So he would make idols of the sun and the moon and the stars and little idols, and they would worship these little idols. He made them. So Abram never, listen to this, was never introduced to the Bible, didn't have the Word of God like we do, didn't have a daddy preaching to him like we do sometimes, you know, didn't have any sophisticated manner of any way to experience God. That really struck me. His dad, an idol maker, yet he turned out so cool. And that's part of one of my 5 points. We'll get there in just a second, but keep reading. So now the Lord said to Abram, go where you have settled. Go where it's comfortable. Go and move from there. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Look at 4 and 5. Watch this. So Abram went out. If you study historically, he took 1,000 people with him. All his family, all his herds, all his people that worked with him and for him. 1,000 people, they estimate. And he went and did what the Lord told him. And Lot went with him. And so Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan, where they came to the land of Canaan. 5 things that I see in Abraham's life that shows his expression of God. And my prayer today is that we would get this, and that we would become dynamic in our expression of Christ. Is there enough evidence to show your friends and family that you're a fully devoted believer in Jesus Christ? What's the expression you're giving? Number one, Abram, which became Abraham, heard God. He heard him. He heard God. Because he explored God, not because it was given to him in the Word of God or by even his family, he somehow, the Bible tells us, explored God, and God talked to him, and Abram heard God. That's a dynamic way to express who we are. Guess who you hear? You hear Jesus Christ. You hear the Holy Spirit if you're a devoted believer. You have the Holy Spirit in you, dwelling in you. And he talks to us all the time. John 16:13. One of my favorite passages, if you want to turn there, you can. I'm going to read it for you out of the Bible because when I quote it, sometimes I miss a word. But John 16:13, a powerful scripture that tells me that I can hear him as well if I'm a believer. It says this, when the Spirit of truth comes, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all of truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare it to you the things that are to come. Abraham heard God. Because Christ died on the cross, you can hear from God. Hear this. Jesus didn't go to the cross, shed his blood, and die and rise again just so you could show up on Sunday and say, hey, I'm a Christian. He did all that so you could express every day of the week, 24 hours a day, if you will, what God is in your life. That's why he died on the cross and came back. That's awesome to me. All right? Here we go. Jesus died on the cross so you could have a relationship with Him and express what He has done for you. Express what He has done for you. He has a calling for you. Hear me, everybody. Everybody look up here. He has a calling for you. Jesus does. He says, follow me. He has a destiny for you. Every one of us in this room right now, Jesus has a destiny. Hey, even get this. He has direction for you. And we need to learn what that is so we can express that to the world that is watching. He has a plan for you. And I believe that if you will explore and experience Him, you will hear His voice too. And you'll see God's purpose in your life, and you'll see God's plan in your life. And hear this, you'll see and hear God's opportunity for you in your life. Oh, hear me today. The world is watching to see a demonstration of God's love and power expressed through His church. A church born of faith, the Bible says. Number two, not only did Abraham hear God, Abraham believed what he heard. Some of you even right now are hearing from God and you're going, no, I don't really believe that. Some of you right now may be in here and God is saying, I'll heal you of this or this and this. And you're going, I believe that God can do it, but I don't believe in here that He can. Abraham believed it. Abraham believed what he heard. Faith comes by hearing, the Bible says in Romans 10, and hearing by the Word of God. What's the Word of God? Exploring. And then experiencing. And then expressing. Huh. The Bible says in the book of James, I just read this the other day, that we have to be careful not to be double-minded. Many of us today, God has shown us how to express Him to others, but then we become double-minded and said, well, I really don't believe that He'll do that. I really don't believe that God can get me out of this financial problem or this relationship mess. I really don't believe that God can do anything in my life. I'm just me. That's the devil, people. That's not God. We know that the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper. Plans to do great things through God, through His expression. I hope you're hearing me today. Abraham not only heard God and believed it, he also, number three, and this is a hard word to say, but listen to me. He had a moment of divine denunciation. Look that word up. Said easier like this. Hear me. The will of God will always stretch you farther than you are comfortable. You ever wonder why God maybe isn't doing great things through you? You ever wonder, God, what are you going to do for Santan Valley and Queen Creek in the world? How come you're not doing it? Well, maybe He's waiting for someone to show up to do it. See, Abraham's dad, Terah, could have been the man, but he didn't do it. He settled and said, I'm just going to stay right here. When Abraham heard it, he said, let's go, man, go. And so sometimes we need to have divine denunciation. Sometimes we need to say that the faith zone is not the safe zone. The faith zone is not the safe zone. Having faith, sometimes we need to denounce what we're a part of. Sometimes we need to say, I'm not going to play it safe. I'm going to go for it. Question, hear this. What do you need to denounce so God can use you to express His love and power to others? What's holding you back from just worshiping God with all you have? What's holding you back from telling your neighbors and your friends about Jesus and His love and power? What's holding you back today so that God can use you? And I haven't preached on stewardship or money in months, and I can throw this in right now. What's holding you back from believing that God can take care of you financially? I was just sitting here going through our bills the other day. Now that we're down to one child, I told Lisa, I said, let's really streamline and try to save some money, you know? And I looked at my DirecTV bill, and I thought to myself, how sad that would be if my DirecTV bill was more than I gave to God every month. And thank you, God, it's nowhere near what I give to God a month. But God just, He made that in big letters for me, going, some people pay more to watch TV than they will to me. They don't express themselves to me. I'm not telling you we need to have money or begging for money. But if you want to express yourself to God, give to God. That's a great expression. And God will, He says, test him in this. Made up a word. Are you ready for this one? What godacious dreams has God given you? Godacious, big. What big dreams has God given you? But unless you express that, you're just going to settle and die right there. Quickly, number four. Not only did he hear God and he believed it, and he denounced settling where he was and took this huge dream, he also had the courage to do the dream. Oh, do we lack in American Christianity today men and women, boys and girls, who have courage to do what God tells them to do. Courage to step out and say, I'm going to do it. After you heard and believed and denounced, then you got to do it. Explore what God's Word says. Experience what God says He'll do. And then express to the world what He has done for you. I would love to have a testimonial time on these screens where everybody says, here's what God saved me from. Oh, I think that would be so good. If God has done anything for you, wouldn't that be good to share the world? Listen to this. Tweeters, I don't know if that's a good word or not. If you tweet, get ready. All right? If God has to give you the answer to everything before you move, you are as far as you will ever get with God. Everybody get that? If God has to give you the answer to everything before you do it, then you're as far as you're ever going to get with God. Michael, when you were in North Carolina and you said, God has called me to Arizona, you could have just settled in North Carolina and said, well, I think God's called me to Arizona. You pulled the plug and came out here with what you had. That's doing it. How many of us is God saying, I want you to do this great thing for me? And then we say, we'll do it, but you got to hurry up and tell us how it's going to turn out, and then we'll do it. You just missed it. You're just stuck right where you are. You've missed it. And I wonder about that. So as I wondered about that, of course, my mind starts wandering with my ADD, HD, whatever my wife says I have. And I started thinking about Peter, because I think I'm a lot like Peter in the Bible. You know, jump first, swing, cut off heads, and then go, oops, sorry, I should have thought about that first. Can you imagine Peter when Jesus was walking on the water and he says, hey, Pete, come on in. Come on in. Water's good. Come on in. And now the pictures we see on the walls and on writings and in books, we see Peter walking on water and he's like one foot's down to here and the other one's, you know, he's kind of going down. I want to be an artist and draw my own picture. I want to see Peter when he's got one leg in the boat and one leg out, looking at the guys like, should I really do this? What do you think? One leg in the safe zone and one leg in the faith zone. That's the picture I want to see. And I think God is saying, hey, heart cry, come on in. The water's pretty good. Some of us are like, let's stay safe. And some of us are like, almost, and some of us actually have our foot in the water. In our families and in the stuff going on in our life. Hey, heart cry, God says, I got something for you. Shift your weight from the safe zone to the faith zone. Reach and teach men and women, boys and girls for Christ. Hey, God says, I've got something. Follow me. I don't know. I can just see that. How are you expressing God? Through sure things? Or are you expressing God like this? Help me, God, or I will sink. I want to be on the help me, God, or I will sink side. Amen? Now, the Bible does say, you know, count the cost and be ready. And I'm not saying be stupid. But I'm saying get a little radical, guys, and let's get some faith. And let's believe what God has said. As I thought about Peter, I thought about him with one leg in and one leg out. And then, of course, since I think systematically, what's he looking at? Well, he would look at Jesus, and I bet he would kind of lean this way. Hey, look, guys, you know. And then he would look at the waves, and he'd go this way. I'm getting back in. There's the waves. What do waves do? Go up and down. And see, right now, some of you are looking at your bad relationships. Your finances, get a little lower. You're looking at your future. You're looking at your kids. You're looking at, you tell me, I don't know. And I think we got to be careful to look at that and go, no, let's look at the cross. Let's focus on Jesus, and then we can go like this and step out. And Peter walked on the water. But I'm sure he was looking at Jesus and he was going, look! And then he looked back at the guys, and the guys were looking at the waves. So then he looked at the waves and he went, boink! Got sucked up by the water. But what did Jesus do? He ran over there and got him back up out of the water. I challenge you today to express yourself by not looking at your problems, but look at God's promises. Here's the question. What are you looking at? Jesus, the promise, or your problems? Now, here's where the rubber meets the road as I close. Do you know that the world that is watching can answer that question for you, for you? Do you realize that the way you express yourself answers the question I just asked? The way you express yourself tells me if you're looking at the promise or the problem. And the world that is watching for so long has looked at Christians and said, all they do is look at the problems. But if we'll explore God's Word and experience it, we'll express it by looking at the promise. Man, I wanted to shout and scream this sermon, but I'm down in the throat today, so I can't. I'm being real kind and nice and trying to save my voice. But do you hear what I'm saying? This is big. See, my Bible says that it is written that no eye has seen and no ear has heard, nor heart of man can even imagine what God has prepared for those who love Him. I want to shout. My Bible says, not by my might, not by my power, but only by the Spirit of the Lord. People, quit looking at your might, what you can do, and your strength and what you can do. Start expressing what God can do through you, because God will do great things through you when He's done something in you. And when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's done something great in you. The best, biggest, godacious miracle in the world is being saved. And now we need to express that and show the world that is watching our powerful God. See, God will do great things through you. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, He'll do great things through you. He'll do things that are greater, exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask for or even imagine. But if we're looking at the problem instead of the promise, we express ourselves like a lemon on a bad hot day. Oh man, here we go again, right? We got to express ourselves in a great way. Great way. We have God in us. Quit. I wrote a little note to myself. Note to Billy. Quit wimping out. Rebuke indecision and step out and show the world that is watching. Quit wimping out. Rebuke indecision. Get out of the boat and express to what God has done in my life so that the world may know. Fifthly, some of you that are can't think any farther until I say number five. Here you go. I know who you are too. All right. Abraham, number five, had the ability to focus on the promise and not the problem. Life is a journey. It's not just a destination. And if my friends, you and me, will start focusing on God's promise, because Abraham focused on the promise and not the problem, you and me will share the world, we'll show the world Jesus Christ in a great way. The problems will come, hear me. They will come. But you and me must focus on the promise. The mess that's going to come will discourage you, and you will want to show defeat. But tell yourself, I will get there. I'm an old farmer. And there's this thing that I call manure that I spread on top of my fields when I plant. That's mess. The mess is going to come, but it takes the mess to get you and me to grow. Somebody just said, I can relate to that, right? The mess is going to come, but if we focus on the promise, we'll grow. You will get there. I will get there. Listen, nothing can stop us. But move while the door is open. Terah settled and waited and died. Abraham saw an open door, he moved, and he did great things for God. My challenge to you today, express God. But do it while the door's open. It won't remain open forever. Do it while the door's open. Bow your heads with me today. Father, I just thank you that you're here today. Father, I know that there's people in here today that need to express themselves to others in their family, to others in their neighborhoods, to even you, God. Father, forgive us for not expressing our love towards you. But Father, may we start today with that new expression of our love for God. And Father, I pray that today, if there's somebody here that has never received you as their Lord and Savior, basically, Lord, has never had a true relationship with you and been able to say, Daddy, Father, Jesus, I need you. I pray that today they would make that change today. I know that there's people in here today, Lord, that haven't done that. And the Bible says if we haven't done that, we will die and live in hell forever. But if we have a relationship with you, Father, the Bible says that we'll live with you forever. And I pray that for everybody in here today. So, Father, my prayer today is that there'll be some today that will have the courage to say, I need to explore and experience and express Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I pray that there's some here also today, Lord, that have been touched by your word. And they want to come pray with a pastor. Pray that they could express you in a better way to their family, their friends, and their marriages, and all their realms of relationships. And Father, mostly to you. Father, we love you. And I pray that we would always express that at Heart Cry. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Will you stand with me?